We also have a motion. I should also say that the minutes of all of the meetings are, you know, available, I would say, for anybody who's interested. And the motion attached to this is to move to approve an estimated $400 to hire a temp from an agency to compile the written comments and tally the rating. The temp must not be connected to any member of the LSD or KPFK staff and must be supervisory confidential temp or equivalent. And the temp will work on the report at the agency supervised by the agency supervisor. So that is the motion that is attached to the report.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I have Alan on the staff next, then Israel, and then Jan, and Dave, Kimberly, Terry, and Kate.
Now, before we go ahead, we have 45 minutes for all the committee reports, so please speak for a minute or less, if at all possible.
This is a huge problem from the staff. We have a huge problem with the staff on this, which is that the directions that were submitted are now contradicted by a further email sent out by Jennifer Kaiser saying that if you do not put your name in the upper left-hand corner of the outer envelope, your submission will be discarded. Well, if you... Right. But the directions that went out that are in the folder do not say that. They clearly do not say that. Consequently, numerous staff members have sent in their forms without their names in the upper left-hand corner. And they're furious that they're going to be discarded. And as staff, the only paid staff representative and the paid staff of the only people who look, I will do everything in my power to block the non-inclusion of those.
We're going to leave the stack. Is there someone on the committee who can address his concern? Lydia?
Okay. Well, number one, it has been explained. Number two, the staff representatives that are you and Ollie and
Maria
and so forth and Madeline have all had this information. It was discussed at the previous meeting. It was passed at the previous two LSB meetings ago.
You put out wrong directions, Lydia.
Let me say why that was the process. The reason that was the process is to avoid having multiple forms, people getting a hold of the form. This happened the last time we did this. When we were on the lab, one person handed me three evaluation forms. I mean, you know, beyond what was on the board. So in order to avoid that, I would say any application forms that come in that are mailed that do not have a return address, first of all, we're going to have a check off of who has not turned them in. And we can, number one, you can go back to the staff and say, if you didn't do it, please send in a new one with an address. That's simple enough. We've already extended
that
to the 23rd. Okay? And then secondly, we have to have the names in order to check off to see who had not sent them in.
Right, but you know that was not in the direction.
Okay, it was in the directions I got.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? This is micromanaging. We don't have time to micromanage this process. The committee is going to have to deal with this. We have a motion, I believe, before the floor. It's a motion to approve $400 for an independent teller, so to speak, auditor. And I'm going to actually look at that motion. It's been moved and seconded. Well, it comes from a committee, so it doesn't need a second. So because we cannot micromanage and deal with minutiae, not that this is minutiae. It's not minutiae, but it has to be dealt with the committee. We cannot use LSB time for that. So I'm going to actually focus on the motion to approve the $400.
But what about all
okay,
the
now, let's look and see who's next on the staff.
Israel.
Yeah. I'm a member of the committee, and nothing is in it, but I'm a minority on the committee. And I spoke the last board meeting that I did not approve of proceeding at this point, despite the fact that we're way behind. Merely because we were behind in the past doesn't mean we should rush to a poor judgment now without a well thought out process, which everyone is informed. And now we're getting some of the results of that. My point being, I'm glad you're going to attend. I hope you will extend the time and receive, but we need to outline the process as to how these things are going to be evaluated, how they're going to be weighed. Merely going through the minutiae, as someone puts it, no matter how critical that's done, doesn't solve the problem. So we need to inform people. People should have forgiven. It's too late now to go back and go forward. To inform people what is the up-to-date process, what is the extended deadline, how this will be handled. Otherwise, people are in the dark. What do we do with it? How valuable, how useful is it?
Thank you.
Jan.
Jan. Try to speak to the motion, too, so that we can take a vote.
One, I'm in favor of giving $400 to have a type this stuff up. Two, I don't see any place on this sheet of paper that says what are going to happen to the comments. It says that the secretary is going to type up the ones and the twos and the fives, but it doesn't say anything about
it's in the motion. It's in the motion.
Up the
Read the motion.
Look
at the motion.
Look
at the motion. It's also in the mailing that we got.
Yeah, it's in the mailing also. Okay. Now, who's next?
Marie.
Marie Deary is recognized.
My only comment on this is that I know one of the secretaries now is came from some temp agency. So I would like to see what temp that we hire does not come from that same agency. So whatever agency is being worked right now at the station, we need to find someone that is totally independent of that.
Good point. And that will be inside your committee.
That is in your motion. Right. Okay. Motion says not be connected to any member
right.
of the LSB or KPSK staff.
Is the body ready to vote on this motion?
Can I finish my comments? My vote,
Oh, yes. We'll have to vote after.
One more about tallying the numbers. Are we, when we say tally, are we just going to have somebody list how many ones there were, how many twos there were, how many threes there were, how many fours and fives in each section?
Okay, can someone from the committee,
in Excel, these will be indicated for each question, for each segment, staff and LSB. And then there are formulas. Someone knows Excel, they can set up formulas to get the mean, the median, and whatever else.
Okay, I'm going to rule that the time has elapsed for this committee's report because this is one of only about seven. And I would entertain a motion to call, I would entertain a calling of the question so that we can get a vote here for this committee. Pardon me? Oh, yes, that's right. That's after public comment.
This is internal. This is very public comment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, but just to close the debate. Yes.
Yeah. Just as a committee member, before we close the debate, clearly this is a report on the process on where we have reached everybody. We are going to be meeting again. You know, Israel and everybody else on the committee knows this very well. This report went out to every member of the committee. Ask for comments and input so that it could be prepared and finalized for this particular committee. This is where we have reached. All right, let me give our next report. We'll say where else we have reached with the process. And I think that would help with some of the questions that are being raised now. Some of them are already dealt with in here. Those that are not dealt with in here means that we have not reached that place in the process.
All right. I'm going to declare this committee report ended. I will say about 32 have been returned. About 32 evaluations have been returned. And Carol, would you note that we need to vote on the $400 allotment after public comment? That will be another vote that we take. Let's move to structure and governance. Is that your report?
Okay.
Structure and governance.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to instead of starting with the report, because then you're in danger and could be in danger of running over time, is I'm going to start with the motions, and then if time allows, I will deliver an oral report of the printed report that everybody has. So we have one motion that's pretty self-explanatory. that the LSB direct the PNB directors on the National Finance Committee to make a motion at the next PNB Finance Committee meeting that all Pacifica units add a line item to all financial reports to include in-kind donations and volunteer hours and valuations. And the point is because it's done. That's usually what's done in nonprofits. And there's also a great deal of benefit to that when you're applying for foundation grants and so on. And we should just also know it. That's one motion. The second motion is whereas, and this was handed out at the previous meeting, I believe. I wasn't here, but I know I distributed to the whole board at that time. Slightly amended, but this is the first complete reading of it orally. Whereas efficient meetings are vital at the local station board's practice of good governance, and whereas local station board meetings are by nature and of necessity finite in duration, and whereas it is advisable that LSB members and PNB directors from the KPFK-LSB maintain regular communication over PNB matters, be it resolved that the September 19, 2004 Gluck motion on PNB business be amended so that words, there shall be a 30-minute item of PNB business at each LSB meeting shall be replaced by the words, there shall be a 10-minute item of PNB business at each LSB meeting. Be it further resolved that the PNB directors aggregate or individually communicate to the LSB a written report or reports on PNB business submitted 10 days prior to regular LSB meetings when feasible. And be it further resolved that the KPFK PNB directors in aggregate or individually, when feasible, communicate pending PNB action items to the LSB prior to the PNB meeting, including teleconference. So those are the two motions, and those were passed at the governance meeting. Okay. So now for the report, and I'm reading all of these dates that I'm about to read because this makes it an official announcement of these meetings. In addition to the fact that we'll be distributing it as well, is that the next meeting of the Structure Governance Committee is June 11th at 11 a.m. at the Peace Center, 8124 West 3rd Street, 90048. Our future calendar of meetings are, June 11th, we already know, July 13th at 2 p.m., Thursday, August 11th at 7 p.m., Wednesday, September 7th at 2 p.m., Thursday, October 6th at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 12th at 11 a.m., Wednesday, December 7th at 2 p.m. The committee also formed a bylaws working group because the PNB passed a resolution in January saying that we needed to submit a preliminary report to the PNB governance committee by June 1st. So here we are. And however, the governance committee, the PNB governance committee, had also asked the directors, or had moved that we ask for an extension to July 1st. That still leaves us with a necessity to send our preliminary items and or thoughts on the bylaws changes by our June meeting, which is now going to be moved. So I did have June 18th, but now that will be changed. And so then the committee, it has been functioning, and they have chosen to identify those items in the bylaws where they think there is unanimous consent and to prioritize those that are electoral in nature, bearing in mind that there's always the possibility that the PNB could amend the bylaws even prior to the convention if you can find unanimous items, unanimously agreed on items. And what the example that we used was that the candidate statement should be in the booklet, for example. On the other hand, that could be a policy issue rather than a bylaws change. Or perhaps extending the mailing time, but within the confines of the dates that already exist. So there are a number of items that were like that. We also started identifying the controversial items and then separating out those things that might be better suited to policy rather than a bylaws change. And the next working group for the bylaws is May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Peace Center. And we also had passed a general timeline, which was at the June 18th LSC meeting, which will now change, that the preliminary bylaws recommendations be voted on possibly by the LSC. So if we come up with a handful of items that sound unanimous in our, and then among those that are electoral, we might take like a straw vote or a vote, an actual vote. Okay, July 1st would be the preliminary bylaws recommendation to PACGov. August 27th, we're asking for a special meeting of the LSD, which we'll deal with at the next meeting, but to vote on the bylaws items for the second report, which is due in September. So we've gone through this whole timeline, and then the convention itself is next March. And let's see, then the only other thing is, and that because the evaluation committee, because the management evaluation committee had referred the telling to the governance committee, to their working group on elections, they had declined doing it, because the evaluation form clearly states that it has to be done by a third party, so that was part of the business that was dispensed with, sent back to management. I already know about that. And the various recommendations that I had previously sent out and you all have in writing about submitting your things in early, and that people need to be really good about, please RSVP to the conveners. Those of us that are conveners, sometimes people show up and they never responded to our query because we're always struggling to set up dates and or agendas. So please respond to the emails when we send them out. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that the board deal with the two motions first. Not that I'm not going to allow comment, but I would like to get these two motions out because we're way behind schedule tonight. So would it be objectionable if we heard the first motion again and see if there, well, it doesn't need a second because it's from a committee. And then your comments could either be to the motion or to other things. But can you read the first motion so that we know what that is?
That the LSB director, PMB directors on the National Finance Committee to make a motion at the next PMB Finance Committee meeting that all Pacifica units add a line item to all financial reports to include in-kind donations and volunteer hours and valuation.
Okay, and it doesn't need a second because it's from a committee. All right, let's start the stack with David.
I don't object to it at all, except until, I think it's a good idea we talked about in the finance committee, but I don't understand why it's coming from the structure committee. I think that's a finance issue, but I'm not going to raise any objection on that basis. I think we've talked about that, we want to do it.
The question has been called on this motion. Is there a second to the question? It's been moved and seconded that we call the question on this issue. That does not take discussion. Let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Not in order. I wanted to make an amendment.
Okay. This doesn't close debate for the whole agenda, for the whole report, just that motion. All right, Chair recognizes Israel.
I simply want to include, I am approval of this, but I still want to include not just in condemnation of volunteer hours, but an evaluation of things.
Any what?
An evaluation.
Oh.
It's in there.
Otherwise, you just said 20 hours and so.
It's in the motion.
The maker of the motion.
Out of order.
That's right.
Absolutely right.
Okay, any other comments? Could you give us your second motion? Now, we're going to vote on that after public comment.
In a nutshell, or you want me to read the whole thing?
Well, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, it's that there was a previous motion approved to have 30-minute reports from the PMB directors on what's going on at the PMB, and this motion asked to reduce it to 10 minutes.
Okay. Sure enough.
I am a member of that too.
Okay.
I'm really very strongly upset. I think it's helpful if we have written reports. But I think that 10 minutes is not enough. There are critical issues going on at the CMB that we need to be discussing and giving direction to our directors.
Israel.
I'd like to amend it to 15 minutes.
Okay, that's an amendment.
That's an amendment. All right. There's a motion to amend. Is there a second to that? It was 15 minutes.
Second.
Oh, a second. Okay. So that amendment is on the floor now. Israel.
I have a different amendment, namely to say at least 10 minutes. At least 10 minutes. So we insert the word at least instead of 10 minutes minimum.
I think that's the spirit of the motion.
Not the word.
No. Two separate amendments.
Yeah.
That's our we'll just vote on the chair.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my amendment.
Okay. I'm going to entertain both of those amendments.
Point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
Requires a second.
Yes, I know. I thought, did someone second it?
I seconded it.
Did you second Israel's?
No.
Is there a second to Israel's amendment? Okay, seeing no second, then it fails for lack of a second. Janet.
I might just be along the lines of Sherman, only I actually would like to either keep it the way it is or say up to 30 minutes. Because if we don't, that the agenda item be up to 30 minutes at each meeting, because, part of our focus needs to be local, but equally our focus needs to be national because we have a relationship with a national organization. So the idea of cutting it down to what looks like a maximum of 10 minutes for me. So I think it should remain.
Okay.
Can you do it, Zach?
Yeah. Well, let me just say, you're saying 30 minutes, so that would just be a call to defeat the motion. In other words, you're asking it remain as it is, the status quo, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Do we have another?
Zach, Lydia.
Craig, Rodrigo, Lydia.
Okay.
Am I on there?
David.
Dave, Sherna, Grace, Rodrigo, Lydia.
Okay, Dave.
We can say whatever we want. The reality is if we get into a substantive issue, there'll be a motion to extend. So we can make it 15 if you want, but we never discuss anything in 15 minutes. You've got four directors. So, if you don't want to spend as much time in LSB agendas, I could see not having it on some agendas, at all. But if each of the directors talks for 2 or 3 minutes, that leaves enough time for two comments. If any of those issues actually matters to anybody, we'll just spend extra time extending. So I think, it might make sense to occasionally not have it on the agenda, although we frequently have issues from national that are meaningful. But I just think that it's a pro forma exercise. I think this will never hold the 15 minutes. Not ever. Much less 10.
Sherna.
Okay. Sherna, is it next? Go ahead.
I was just saying the lead says that it can be written report. So I would assume that the 15 minutes can be actually achieved if we have written report and we focus on comments.
Who's next?
Grace. I think that 10 or 15 minutes is acceptable to me. But what happens is this. We have what's supposed to be a two-hour meeting. If we have a half hour, 30 minutes for PNB report, and a half hour for a public comment, let's say an estimate of 10 or 15 minutes to call the roll, approve the minutes, excuse absences, approve the agenda, we're already at an hour and 15 minutes. That leaves approximately, at the most, an hour and a half for LSP business. It's unworkable to have, we have to be more economical when it comes to our time. So mandating 30 minutes for or that has to be on every agenda for candy reports, I think is not fair to the LSC itself, because we're not going to get our work done. If it's an important, something important comes up, then the time can be extended. So that should be on a case-by-case basis. And if the body feels that more input is needed for our directors, then a separate meeting should be called by the directors so that people who are interested in giving direction to the directors
in addition
can
to
give it to them.
In addition to the couple of five-hour meetings I've been to since then, the governance committee, finance.
Okay, we're going to have to move ahead.
Local finance committee, local board.
The question has been called. Is there a second
committee? And all the subcommittees there. And then have three people show up in the LSC to that meeting.
I called the question. Anybody want to second this?
You
want
it has been seconded.
Okay.
All right. Let's just see if we want to close debate. There is a motion for 10 and an amendment for 15. Those in favor of calling a question on this, raise your hand.
What? On the amendment?
No, on both. I'm going to call the question on both the motion and the amendment.
Separately.
Yeah. Well, we can do it separately if you want. It doesn't matter, I guess. But
either we're done with debate or we're not.
Well, no. Yeah.
Robert's rule is the amendment goes first.
Yeah, I know that, Ed. But all right, well, let's do them separately. I was trying to save time. Let's do the amendment first. We'll call the question on the amendment. Those in favor of ending debate on the amendment, raise your hands.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed? Abstentions?
2.
Okay, now, are you calling the question now on the main motion as well?
Everything.
Okay, is there a second for that?
Yes.
There's a second. Those in favor of closing debate on the main motion, that's Lydia's motion for 10 minutes, raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed? Okay, the abstentions?
Abstentions, 1, 2.
Okay, we've closed debate on both the motion and the amendment. And I'm going to actually rule that we move to the next committee report.
Yes.
And if you look at the agenda, that would be outreach. Arturo?
Excuse me.
Yes.
We should vote on what the...
No, after public comment.
No, we should vote on what the people are going to be voting on, be considering and commenting on, and amendment.
That's been our practice.
Yeah. Add another 5 minutes to vote on the thing, and that's what people will be discussing.
That's been our
we
practice.
We have been doing that.
Uh-huh.
That's been our practice.
That has been our practice.
Yes, well, then do it.
Well, no, I'm going to rule that we're not going to do it.
Because I moved to overturn the chair.
Okay, then there's an appeal to the decision of the chair, but wait until I give my ruling first. Ed, you have to let me make the ruling, then appeal. I would be interested in the public comment over how they feel about 10 or 15 minutes.
But you have not ruled exactly the opposite on other things. You've set a very bad precedent and
all right.
Hideous precedent.
What?
I moved to overturn.
Well, don't just mumble these things at me. You sit there mumbling, David. Tell me what you just said.
I said a hideous precedent. It is the term we use at the national board level when we don't like.
Okay, I want to thank you for your support, David. That's very encouraging. All right. Let me resolve this without acrimony.
Donna is making a good point, though. For the listeners to have public comment, they've got to know what it is on the table.
All right. Okay, I'm going to reverse my decision. Let's go to a vote. The amendment that we're going to vote on right now is that it be 15 minutes instead of 10. The discussion and debate is closed. Those in favor of the amendment, raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Opposed?
1, 2, 3.
Abstentions. Okay, so Carol, when we vote on this, it will be 15. Let's go to outreach. Arturo?
The announcement is the next meeting of the outreach committee will be Wednesday, June the 1st at 7:10 p.m. at the United Methodist Church at Echo Park. For further information, please see me. You guys want to go to the meeting, all are welcome. That's the report.
And this is a committee that's doing lots of things.
Right.
Let's go to finance development. Casey is our treasurer. Welcome, Casey.
Anybody need more copies of the report?
So everyone has copies of the report.
We need one over
here. They show that our cash position is still good. We have been trying to work on a policy or even just get some sort of clarification, not just on what our surplus is from sunrise raised above all, but how, what the process will be to allow us to use those funds. We did approve money for springers, and now we're trying to get that implemented, but there also needs to be some sort of a policy. And as I explained at the last meeting, budgets were changed, so we're still not exactly clear how much our surplus is. I think there's a discrepancy of about $32,000 or something like that, and we're still trying to work on that. We had two public meetings, and I think people's wishes for the budget, and also some different concerns. One of the things that I neglected to put on, I apologize for, but people were also interested in having some money budgeted for outreach. And I'm not exactly sure what that means. It may be money available for the community, it may be for specific projects. And the process is that your board will need to approve the budget so that it goes to the, in August, so that it gets presented to the PME in September. So we're trying to work on a draft budget. I have not been real successful in trying to get that together, but we're working on it. And then we're still looking for input from people. If you have specific items, specific projects, things like that, if you need money for your committee, all of those kinds of things, we're trying to get input for the budget. And the other thing is that your board passed two resolutions for presentation to the National Finance Committee. Those have been presented, but we're hoping that they'll be addressed at the next meeting. And the balance sheet, since I don't have numbers from our station, I just pulled these from the national, a consolidated report and pulled that together. So that's for March ending March.
Question?
Can I
Yes.
Dave has something
to
add.
Dave.
Yeah. So I think the key thing that we need to do is, you know, not necessarily say we want $4,000 for this or $5,000 for this, but we need some clear budget priorities. The management is supposed to present their version of this budget, the preliminary budget, to the CFO, like right around now. And so then there'll be this back and forth process. And Casey listed most of it, but it's real clear that the general sentiment that we heard was wanting a lot more, wanting some of these excess resources to go into the large mass of people who produce without any compensation, that a lot of the resources go to the physical plants and to those people such as are paid, and that there's almost nothing in the way of support for all the volunteers. So some small amounts of money directed towards that would probably go a long way towards improving morale at the station. Outreach was the other issue. But the biggest thing is really this question of how meaningful is the LSB's role in the budget formation process, and it's really up to the LSB how strong it wants to say we really want to see this sort of thing in there. So I hope that no LSB members other than Israel showed up for these meetings. I really hope more people will attend those meetings, because I do think that it's Donna was functioning like a member of the committee. I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Donna was there.
I went to those meetings.
So
except for those four.
Was he? Oh, okay. And Don White.
You wouldn't have noticed it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now I remember. Don was. Don was there. The other thing is that we are in the best financial shape of any station in the network, and so I think that deserves some comment, and we should recognize it and be happy about it.
We have Bill, Jan, Grace, and Sherna on the
set. All right. If I wanted, I know that myself and other people are interested in trying to develop a concept, including a budget for a training program, train people in the community, all aspects of the radio and all that. Does that go to this?
Well,
I'm not quite sure what the process is, but...
May I answer?
Yes, I think David...
I think the allocation of funding for training comes to us, but the decisions about specifics about how training funding is spent, my understanding or impression, would be that's a management level decision. They say this program, we say $30,000 for training, management says this program or that program, and we might have some back and forth through the finance committee about our feelings about that. We could ultimately say we want that program, but in this process what we're doing is allocating what goes into each line in the budget.
Let's say, for example, I talked to KPFA and their training program, which sounds like it's pretty state-of-the-art, is $100,000 a year. So I haven't seen it, the whole thing. They're supposed to send us stuff like that. But it's kind of a nuts and bolts training thing, and the idea is to create more capacity, particularly in low-income communities of color. So I know that there'd be the concept of the training, which has, I'm not quite sure exactly where that goes. But then the budget piece goes to finance, right?
Yeah.
And then to see whether or not
things are feasible. Yeah, and I want to talk to you about that program.
Okay. We have only 2.5 minutes into this, the whole item.
Okay, and who's next on the staff?
That includes all the committees.
Yeah, that's all the committees.
All the committees.
I have a motion really based on the committee.
I have a question.
It's one of the Memphis reports that was requested by the National Review.
Okay, I just want to announce, Eva just called. She was going to be here to actually make a general manager's report, and this would also include finance. But she's speaking tonight at a very important
Malcolm X
event, and she hasn't even gone on, so she's reporting that she probably will not arrive here. She hasn't even spoken yet. So let's now see where we are on the stack, and we're going to have to bring this committee report to a close very quickly.
Great, Sherna, Alvin,
Malcolm. Who was first?
Great.
Great.
Okay. I would like to suggest that we extend 5 minutes so that we can add Donna Warren's excellent motion that belongs in this item about it's a couple of paragraphs long. I don't know if you received an email. I can read it quickly.
All right. Now, we're running out of time for committee reports.
Right.
So the board is going to have to decide. What is the gist of this motion? Just the gist.
To hire an internal quality auditor to review the
board.
But you don't want it now?
I didn't say that. He wants to say it.
No, I'm going to rule this motion out of order. I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I think it's out of order as a motion.
Okay, we are out of time.
Well, yes. This motion deals with all five stations, Donna. It deals with all five stations, and it calls for the expenditure of money not at the KPFK level, but at the foundation level. It would be appropriate to, I think, for the committee
Never mind.
to direct to direct our directors to bring it up at the PMB, but you're calling for auditors at all five stations?
Before we can take it to the PMB, it's got to come from the LSC. Somebody has to have the idea. And the idea is that we ask the PMB to hire an internal floating auditor to review the books and records of all five sister stations.
That would be an order. Done in that way.
And I also move in the motion that the cost of this auditor be referred to the Finance Committee of the PMB, which we've got a couple people who sit on it, so they can compare the cost of hiring this auditor in comparison to lost income, which may occur if books, records, and transactions of the stations are not reviewed due to a lack of procedures or in the event procedures are not in place. This auditor, I didn't read the first part, but I'll read the last part.
We are 2 minutes over this item.
On the order, this is another part of the agenda. We already put this in their business under PMB. No, in our business.
This auditor would be especially, John, you're not listening.
Yeah, I am.
This auditor would be especially helpful at fundraising events where he or she can work with the station, business manager, the institute policy, the safeguard,
move to extend the committee meeting section by 10 minutes.
Second.
By 10 minutes?
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Can I ask, though, that we table this motion? Because otherwise, that's the 10 minutes.
Yeah. Second.
That's right. Besides.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
I have already asked that we refer
by when?
To my
by when? You need to say by when.
Yes.
Point of order. This item's already in our agenda under new business, and it would take 2/3 to amend our agenda.
Oh, is
don't worry about that.
No. But you believe
it's on
that
the agenda in new business already.
It is there.
Yes.
Oh, we added that. Yeah. All right. We'll actually move that to new business, and I'm going to actually go to. Remember, we have votes after public comment. Let's go to Arts Committee.
Wait. Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Point of privilege.
Yes.
I have to leave the meeting. I have to get to the airport at 5:30 tomorrow morning, and I have to pack some few other things yet. So I'd like to apologize to the board.
Okay.
There were a couple of things I wanted to comment on, but it's not going to happen.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'd want to make a motion for finance to recommend funding to management in these areas. Can I be allowed to make that motion?
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, David wants to move to extend the finance for how long?
David gave the motion to table, and it's been seconded.
Wait, excuse me just a moment.
Bill, the motion is tabled.
Well, I rule that goes.
And it got a second.
Yeah, and that goes, we're going to put that under new business if we can do it. It went to new business.
Go ahead.
If it can be done there.
I just wanted to make a motion to the board instruct management that we would like to see funding in the areas of support for volunteer programmers and outreach and training in the budget being constructed. So we have a formal statement from the board based on what we heard in these meetings. So we didn't have a chance to have a finance committee meeting in which to form a motion from it, so I'd like us now to consider a recommendation that management focus budgeting on support for volunteer production, training, outreach. In the 06 budget.
We have 5 minutes over this item.
No, what happened?
I've got to go, but I want to make an amendment.
Well, wait, no, just a moment, Margaret, just a moment here. We have to determine. I think the motion is to extend the finance for 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, without discussion. Those in favor of extending the finance report to cover these motions, just raise your hand.
Well, I have another motion.
Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed? 1. Okay. Abstentions? Seeing none. One. Okay. Let's hear the motion.
Well, point of personal privilege.
All right. Go ahead, Donna.
Our member said that she has to leave. And I want to make a couple of comments. Can she make them? She's on the staff.
Okay. And it's on this finance.
It's on finance.
All right.
It's on what they bring. To just remind the board, as we discuss this amendment, that this motion that we also talked about, the emphasis on youth. There are many of us who are already working on youth projects. We're pulling money out of our own pockets. I'm working with a group of 23 black and brown youth from 7th grade up. There are no resources, very little support, but we're going to go for training. I think that we should add some specifics in there, okay? Especially for underrepresented communities.
We can flesh that out over the course of the next month, but we should go on record saying these are our areas right now.
Yeah. Underrepresented communities.
Okay, thank you.
I have to leave.
Yeah, thank you very much, Marie. All right, we'll... I'll recognize David to make this motion.
I'd like to move that the LSB instruct the management that we would like to see the 06 budget include additional resources towards volunteer production, training, and outreach.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion over this? Donna.
Although you want me to wait until new business, I would like to add auditor to David's motion.
You want to amend his motion?
Amend his motion to include the cost of a prorated cost of an auditor.
You want the auditor to come out of the local budget, not the national budget? No, it's going to come out of the national. I want to, you know, I think this is a separate, he's talking about funding at the local KFB level.
That was wrong.
Okay, any further discussion on the motion? Yes.
We're talking about putting things in for line items. We can decide, same thing as Bill said, we decide how it gets spent in a conversation with management.
I have a question.
Yes, Sherna.
Dave, when I was talking only about, this was very restrictive to me about the volunteers, just reimbursement, their issues about equipment for volunteers, etc.
To clarify, I'm not saying implement these lists, this list. I'm saying we want funding to go into these general areas. We will work with management about the allocation once we have funds allocated for those areas.
I would entertain a call for the question on this. Is this seconded?
Second.
All right, those in favor of calling a question on David's motion, raise your hands. One, two, three. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 opposed. Abstentions? Okay, we're going to move to the next report, which is Arts Committee.
Maria left.
And Maria left. Okay, well, actually, there is a motion here. Can you find the two motions from the Arts Committee? Yeah, it's... Okay, you have it. Ed, can you make those motions? You were at the committee meeting.
Very briefly, we had a meeting. It was pretty small. There were just four of us. We're hoping that this will go in our next meeting, I think it's the 28th of this month. And it's an attempt to develop the opportunity of knowing how we may are to become the students of the work. So two motions were made and approved by the committee. One, Don White moves that the Arts Committee recommends to station management that the committee produce a weekly or bi-weekly on an arts program focusing on the fine arts, producing, collaborating with other programmers and station personnel, connected to the arts and community people working in the arts. And that would mean programs could be a variety of programs, but basically about music and poetry and
dance and theater and so on. But I have a program, Return to the Airways, the KPFK, and always one. The second one is Move Back. KPFK produces a compilation of CDs, which are two KPFK related musical arts, musical arts that the students and children will find right now to KPFK them. This could be in tandem with the program already begun by both the Gazoo at the station, plus the somebody on the outreach committee. So basically, three ideas the same, happening at the same time, and this is one idea probably.
All right, that's the first motion. Did he mention both motions? I was being spoken to.
Yeah.
Both, all right. So let's take discussion, and I'm going to move right around here. Arturo, Terry, David, and Sherna. Arturo.
I am not opposed to this idea, but I just think that they need more discussion, more thought on them.
Okay.
Move to table them for the next meeting. And I'm going to take them
up. Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that these motions from the Arts Committee be tabled.
Can I just say a quick thing about the Arab Agata thing before I leave?
No, I'm sorry.
I did speak with her already. And
yeah, you can, but not at this moment.
Okay. All right, then I got to go.
Okay.
I do. I'm sorry about that. I got to give an award if you're meeting me.
Okay, now let's go ahead. There is a motion that has been seconded to table. Refresh my memory. We should go to that immediately.
No, the motion to table is debatable.
It's debatable. So let's go ahead with the who was next in line here? I didn't get him down. It was Arturo Terry.
We should be debating the motion to table now.
Yeah, but you can address that. But I have to call on people in order to do that. Terry.
I'm staying on the stack after this issue here.
David.
All right, David.
I would oppose the motion to table because I think there are a couple of issues we need to raise about the fact that certain things are in this motion so that when they bring it back to us, those will be fixed.
Okay, do you want to address those right now?
Yeah, if you want me to. I think that, first of all, I don't think LSB committees should be putting forth motions that have the committees making doing programming. And second, I don't think the LSB should be considering proposals to do programming. That's supposed to go through our program council.
Yeah. I don't believe this committee in any way expected members of the LSB or the committee be on the air. It was to encourage
market programming.
Okay, now let's come over to Sherna.
I strongly object, and I agree with David, we should not table because there are very serious problems. I don't want to see the same thing come back. There's a lot of controversy about LSB members producing new programs. We have another example. If an LSB committee to produce a program is not appropriate, my
okay, any further discussion?
Join the LSB and you'll get a program.
No, well, you know, I think that's really unfair. I don't think there was anyone in that committee. It was I didn't make this motion. I think Ed said I made the motion. I didn't make this motion. It was
came to the committee.
Point of order.
Motion.
Yeah, it was the idea was to encourage arts programming, but not to have a program.
Maybe we could amend the motion.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay.
Didn't have the committee producing it. It was just recommend to the station that is
point of order.
Okay, I'm going to read.
Members are all out of order.
Okay. Okay, now let's go to Terry.
The chair invited discussion on the merits of the main motion when debate is only appropriate on the motion, on the merits of the motion to table.
To table, that's right. So do you want to speak to that?
No, that's why I passed. We should not be talking about the main motion until we've handled the motion to table.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the motion to table? Okay. Let's. We can vote on this without public comment. So let's go to a vote, seeing no further discussion. The motion to table. Those in favor, signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Abstentions? 1, okay, only one.
Two.
Two. Excuse me, I didn't see that hand. The motion passes to table. So these will be tabled to the June meeting. Well, I don't know. There's been a lot of reaction to it, so there very well could be that committee.
I didn't write this up. Whoever wrote it up put in that the committee producer was not the motion.
Yeah, that's right. That is not.
It's an error.
Yeah, it's just simply, it doesn't reflect what happened in the meeting. All right, let's move to the next committee report. Which is
point of order. I want to know how much time do we have left for item number 4 after the extension.
Okay. Okay, now let's just take a look here. We have two. Programming Oversight Committee of Inclusion are the two, and actually we have we would really have to extend the time to deal with those two committee reports. Yeah. So it would take a motion to extend committee reports, this agenda item,
motion
to do so. Bill?
Minutes.
How long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Second.
It's seconded. Without discussion, those in favor simply raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? Abstentions? All right. You said 5 minutes, and we're going to hold ourselves to that. Let's go to programming oversight.
In the spirit of our crew, our next meeting is Wednesday, June 1st at 5 o'clock at the station.
Any further comments?
We have a chair, we have a convener.
One quick point. That management didn't have to do with the proposal that Don put out. Management was supposed to meet with producers and come up with three different proposals for the production of an LSB report to listeners. We have not seen anything.
That is right. So has anything happened on that front? Because I met with the general manager. Did you see my email where we have the program, we have the date, and we have the time? So I have to apologize. I said that if someone does not move on this, I would appoint 4 or so LSB members to appear on the program. I don't want to do that.
But the point was not to get people clear. It was how it was.
Exactly. So who is doing that, Sharna?
Management.
Do
what? Come on.
Management is supposed to
meet with the producers, the two senior producers to come up with
the proposal. That's not what we voted on.
That makes no sense, because it's our program.
Yeah.
We voted on the formulation 3 meetings ago.
That's true, but what we need are the people who are going to carry that out.
No,
we voted on the formula.
The problem was, that's the main thing, is we don't want to have a boring program.
Exactly.
We want to have something that's really going to engage with the listeners, but we're taking the input from the listeners, and so we didn't want to just go over there and, you know, this committee. So that's what we're trying to do, is make something that's going to be, you know, interesting.
That's
question
right.
Of information?
Yes, David.
Does the audience find this interesting?
Israel. Well,
what's the procedure?
Yeah, that's right. Management is a little standoffish to create a program for the LSB. So I think the problem may be that they want us to take some initiative here.
Well, we wanted Uncle Alan here because he's the producer.
You're the senior producer.
We passed a motion about it.
Right.
He was honored by the district.
the second time he said it. We passed the motion 3 meetings ago.
Yeah. That's right. And how has the committee moved forward on that?
What committee?
Program.
Yeah, how have you guys moved forward on it?
Management said they were to talk to find a producer that would meet with us and help us come up with some ideas.
Well, okay.
So that's what we're waiting for.
Okay. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take more initiative. We're going to have to take a little bit more initiative to confront. I actually, in my meeting with the general manager, I said we're prepared to do an interesting program representing how governance is moving forward and what are our accomplishments and so on. That'll be about a 5 minute program. But anyway, no. But the thing is, they want that, but they're not going to do it for us.
No, we're not asking them.
No, we're not asking them to. So,
okay, can we move this item?
That's true. But how are we going to make sure this happens?
We'll do it on
we'll call.
Okay.
There's our committee to meet. Program.
Yeah, we're gonna jump down on after this.
Okay.
I'd like to offer a motion, please.